By the time Neil got back to his house with a carload of lumber and colored bulbs, it had started to rain. Despite the storm, Neil spent the whole day hammering, sawing, and stringing lights. Late in the afternoon, his neighbor Dante wandered over to commiserate. "Sorry to hear about you and the wife, but you're doing the right thing by finding a project to lose yourself in. Though, of course, your display will never be a match for mine." The storm blew even harder. Somewhere in the San Gabriel Mountains, a cougar chasing a lost and cold hiker ran headfirst into a power pole. The high-tension line swayed in the gusts of wind and snapped with a huge shower of sparks. The lights all over the valley faded into blackness, all except for Dante's display.
"The power is out from a terrible storm, but my lights still shine. Santa's spinning and Rudolph's grinning. Listen to my generator whine. My neighbors put up a pretty good front, but I know they end on me. A peeping through a crack in their living room blinds at my 50-kilowatt tree. I'm tired of my display of past New Year's Day. I've got a lovely lawn. You better not walk on. There's a star in the east, but it's gonna be me with my 50-kilowatt tree. Shepherds quake at a neon angel, strobe lights in the stable. Wise men worship at a motor-driven manger. It's all been wired for cable. My neighbors think I'm ostentatious, but I know they end on me. Lighting up my yard like downtown Las Vegas with my 50-kilowatt tree. Well, it's a giant spruce, draws a lot of juice. I got a lovely lawn. Hey, you better not walk on. There's a star in the east, but it's only me with my 50-kilowatt dream. I'm stopping traffic, I'm busting the block. You better park your car, get out and walk. Fifty kilowatt, 50 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 kil